And now for those of us who are keen students of music, we would love to know what makes this bhajan so vibrant, isn't it? So Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
The powerful raga behind this bhajan is Sohini in the Hindustani classical music, which is also known as Hamsa Nandi in the Carnatic classical music. I will sing the notes of this raga. Sa re ga ma dha ni sa sa ni da ma ga ga re sa sa re
komal ri
ga shuddh ga Tivra Madhyamam. Dha, there is no pa, it goes directly from ma to dha, which is Shuddha dha. Ni, Shuddha ni. Sa, sa ni da ma ga re. Ga ma ga re. Sa. But you know, when you are doing this alap of this raga, and when this raga goes, the imagery that comes to my mind is, you know, Lord Shiva in Kailasha in meditation.
Yeah, it's indeed a meditative raga because of the notes like
sa re sa sa ga re sa.
So you just keep singing these three notes like this.
Sa re sa.
It's indeed very meditative, very powerful, very deep.
Yes.
And also you can, like how you imagined, you can also use this raga in terms of the vibrancy, like
it's like Lord Shiva came out of his meditation and now he's doing Tandava.
Yeah. So we can definitely compose a Tandava feel of songs in this raga. Revati and couple of other Pantuvarali or Puryadhanashri. All these ragas have the heavy power, the vibrancy, also the meditative if used in that feel.
Mm.
With just two, three notes hanging around. And
wow.
It's a beautiful raga. One of my very favorite Ganesha bhajans.
Oh, wow.
It gives a very powerful start to the whole bhajan session. Very
absolutely,
energetic.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. The bhajan session begins on such a bright note.
And I really feel a third speed should have been there for this bhajan. Something like two lyrics, two words or three words like Jai Ganaraya or
Jai Gananath Sai Gananatha Jai Gananath Sai Gananatha Jai Gananatha Sai Gananatha.
So something like that. It involves all the public to, you know, clap with whole energy and then feel and sing. That's why even in the Bhuvana Bandhava
Sai Bhagava,
which is also in the same raga, you have the third speed.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
You feel like singing.
Yes.
Praising the Lord in this
amazing
energy. The whole energy and the vibrancy is it's difficult to explain in words, but it has to be felt in that third speed and the whole hall singing the bhajans.
Even
Is Mrityunjaya Namam also in this raga?
Yeah, very powerful bhajan. Mrityunjaya Namam Trayambakaya Namam.
Mrityunjaya Namam is a very special bhajan in one way that, you know, it each line almost stands in one note.
Yes.
And it descends and then it ascends.
Lingeshwaraya Namo Saishwaraya Namo.
Again,
sa 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 ni 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 da 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 gamadani sa sa.
It's a very beautiful pattern.
Yes.
Very nicely composed.
And when you go on third speed in Mrityunjaya, in Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namo, really, the whole ambience just lifts up. Amazing.
It is very much a Lingodbhavam bhajan with Swami.
Absolutely. Yes. So apt for...
Exactly.
When Bhagwan was... used to do the Lingodbhavam.
Yeah.
For all of us. Wow. Brother Anand, any bhajan comes to your mind in this raga?
Sai Ram, Brother Bishu. There is one more Devi bhajan in this raga which I am reminded of.
Yeah.
Jaganmate Jagajanane.
Beautiful bhajan.
Wow.
The same kind of structured line of that particular line. Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful part of the Sohini. And in fact, we will come to that. Maybe we can come to that after the discussing the Swaras. Then we will know what is the most beauty part of, or what is the striking part of all these bhajans. There is something which is unique in all the Sohini bhajans.
So we can come to that once we do the Swaras for
exactly.
every line.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's do the first line.
Gajavadana Gananatha Natha Sasanidamaga Madasa Saniresa
Sasanidamaga Madasa Saniresa
Gauri Varatanaya Gunalaya Sa Nirisani Madani Dama Mamadani
Sa Sa Nirisani Madani Dama Mamadani Sa.
Again, we come back to the first line.
Gajavadana Gananatha Natha Sasanidamaga Madasa Saniresa
Sasanidamaga Madasa Saniresa
Vidyadayaka Buddhi Pradayaka Dada Madasa Niresa Risari ni sada
Dada madasa ni resa Risari ni sada
Siddhi vinayaka He shubhadayaka Dani saga gaga Gariga mari sasa
Dhani sa ga 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 gare ga mare sa sa.
In fact, the last line what we did just now.
Dhani sa ga 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 gare ga mare sa.
It's a beautiful part of Sohini or Hamsanandi, which is almost there in all bhajans which belong to Sohini. Like for example, if you take
Jaganmate Jagajanani.
So in this bhajan you have the high line.
Devi Saraswati Durga Lakshmi.
Is something similar to the
Siddhi Vinayaka He Shubhadayaka.
So also you have the bhajans like
Bhuvana Bandhava Sai Bhagavan.
So let's see what's the high line in that. Any guesses?
Prabhu Yeshu.
Exactly.
Prabhu Yeshu tum ho Mahavir tum ho.
It's a beautiful line.
Yes.
And in fact, I was reminded of yet another Ganesha bhajan in Sohini, which is Siddhi Vinayaka Mangaladata. So in this bhajan too, you have the similar line which goes high. Gore Nandana, He Jagavandana.
Amazing. So,
it's nice to observe the same, the pattern.
Yes.
You know, which is the underneath or the beauty of Sohini, which is explored in all bhajans.
Both these Ganesh bhajans are very, very bright.
Exactly.
So, shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, which is Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, or we call it Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Gajavadana Gananatha.
Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you,
Bishu. Sairam.
Sairam.